Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke has 3. Faith and Charlie each have 2.
All right. We have flipped coin, and Charlie has elected to go second, so Faith, you're up first. The clock will start when you begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, House Republicans revived the fast-tracked blank bill that was voted down last week.
Trade?
Right. EU officials reported Sunday that last-minute bailout talks with blank had failed.
Greece.
Yes. In an effort to improve work-life balance, Goldman Sachs is now encouraging their interns to blank.
Go home between 12 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Exactly right. To only work 17 hours a day. For the first time in 6 years, the Chicago Blackhawks won the blank.
Stanley Cup.
Yes. This week marked the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, which Lord Protector of England Oliver Cromwell once called blank.
A scourge on mankind.
No, he called it, and this is true, the Magna Farta.
I had no idea fart jokes went back
that's
that far.
The great thing. The Magna Carta, of course, first signed 800 years ago this week. But in the 17th century, Oliver Cromwell, confronted with its edict, said, quote, "I care not for the Magna Farta." It's comforting to know that fart jokes date back that long. Who could forget Shakespeare's "If beans be the food of love, too tall." Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Faith got 4 right, 8 more points. She has a total of 10 and the lead.
All right. So, Charlie, as per your choice, you're up next, fill in the blank. On Monday, Rachel Dolezal stepped down from her position as the president of Spokane's chapter of the blank.
NAACP.
Right. During a speech this week, the Pope called for a, quote, global revolution to fight blank.
Climate change.
Right. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve announced it would continue holding blank rates at historically low levels.
Interest rates.
Right. The California Labor Commission ruled Wednesday that blank drivers should be considered employees, not contractors. Uber, yes. The Boston Red Sox benched third baseman Pablo Sandoval after he blanked during a game.
Well, he's already forgotten how many outs there were, but he did something else this week. He did an Instagram in the bathroom.
Yes, he did. He liked a woman's pictures on Instagram. This week, 2 teens swimming in Oak Island, North Carolina, were victims of separate blank attacks.
Sharks.
Right. Wednesday marked the 130th anniversary of France gifting blank to the U.S.
The Statue of Liberty.
Yes, indeed. A Seattle man named James Tyler, who was wanted by police, was caught this week when he blanked.
Tipped a canoe.
No, when he drove around the city in a car with a vanity license plate with his name on it. As if that weren't enough, when police pulled the man from the car, they noted that he was also wearing a pair of monogram socks, a name tag, and most embarrassingly, his mom had written, "Wanted felon," on the inside of his underwear. Bill, how did Charlie do? He seemed to do pretty well.
He did very well. 7 right, 14 more points, and the total is now 16 and the lead.
So how many, then, does Luke need to win?
7 to win.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, NBC announced that blank would not be returning as anchor of the nightly news.
Brian Williams.
Right. This week, the FCC proposed fining blank $100 million for slowing down their data speeds.
Comcast.
No, AT&T. According to reports, a recent drone strike in Yemen killed blank's second in command.
Al-Qaeda.
Right. This week, the Iowa GOP voted unanimously to cancel their famous blank.
Straw poll.
Right. A man in Colorado Springs is expected to make a full recovery after he shot himself in the foot in order to blank.
Get out of work.
No, in order to see how it feels to be shot in the foot. For the first time since 1975, the Golden State Warriors won the blank championship.
NBA.
Right. On Sunday, the season finale of blank shattered HBO viewership records.
Game of Thrones.
Right. A 6-year-old Welsh girl has fully recovered after she presented the queen with a bouquet of flowers and was accidentally blanked.
Tased.
No. Slapped in the face by a saluting soldier.
Oh.
I know. And then tased.
The young girl who was participating in a ceremony honoring the Queen's visit had just handed off a bouquet of posies when a soldier who was raising his hand to salute accidentally slapped her in the face. She'll be fine, of course. Can't say the same for the soldier who did the deed. He suffered massive bruising after the girl accidentally kicked him repeatedly in the shins in the traditional Welsh foot salute. Bill, did Luke do well enough to win the game?
Well, he got 5 right, 10 more points, total to 13, but that means Charlie is the winner.
Right, well done. Well done, Charlie.